begin the current daf and the sechtes chagiga that we're doing. We're beginning to master. Beginning the gemara. The siblik. It says in the pasuk for nisa abayka that you can return in the morning, and that's how we know the chivulina by Pesach. Now, Pesach Rashi explains that obviously we're chalash amayit talking about in chalash amayit, the second day of Yom Tov. Dibi Yom Tov, because if you think it would be on the first morning of Yom Tov, asim shum tochum, it would be problematic because you can't go home because it's out of the halachic boundary of how far you could walk on the Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's not possible to really say like Rashi because the Hotein Echel Rabbi Kibbutz Israel, according to Rabbi Kibbutz, says Tuchman is Deri Aisel, or Rabbanah, according to Rabbanah, disagree that Michael Mem, what are you going to say? They're like, Isser Tuchman Deri Aisel. There's no biblical Isser to say that this is what the Pasuk is referring to because that's a rabbinic halacha. Now, the Yeshman Farshim, there are those who want to explain the Yud Beis Milin, that the a distance of 12 mil, not 2,000 Amas, as we know the Tuchman, but 12 mil, which is much more, is Lushab Rabban Tuchman, that's what Rabban agree that that's biblically a problem about Tuchman. And the Halacha is Yushami, this is how it's burdened Yushami, that a Machuv Mekulon, the clearest of them all, is Yud Beis Milin Kenegi Machni Yisrael, 12 mil, which is the distance of Machni Yisrael, that's a biblical Tuchman. But so it says, Vashash Shalom, the Holy Spirit, our Gemara doesn't hold like that, because the Perkel of God in the Gemara, Shabbat, Shabbos, when someone forgot the primary entity of Shabbos, the boy, the Yodli, the Shabbos Maisa. The Gemara asks, so then, what do you mean, if you forget all the Malachas, but you know Shabbos, so what exactly do you know about Shabbos if you don't know any Malachas? The Yodli, but he knew that there's a problem with Chum, but I'll leave it to Bekiva like according to Bekiva. Come on, the Bekiva, it doesn't say according to everyone, but if you hold your Rabban, hold up Chum, and also on some level, why you have to say specifically according to Bekiva? Chim Perik Bastard, the Bey, took the last Perik in Bey, the Flam Evav, and Bey, Gabi in Rechvin, when you're not allowed to ride on the animal. On Yom Tov, Muki Tem Gemara, the Gemara explains what's the reason. You might go out of the Tchum when you're riding the animal. Park the Gemara asks, "Mamun the Tchum in the Raisa? Should we prove from here Tchum is the Raisa? Because you wouldn't make Exer Shem Yechlin is Mar. No, obviously that no, it's a decree because you might come to tear off the branch, which that would be is the Raisa. But obviously you see the Rabban the Limudi Club Tchum. We see that Rabban don't agree with Tchum because or else why don't you say yeah? It's because it's Tchum because everyone agrees it's the Raisa. Obviously, no, the Rabban holds the Rabban." In the first paragraph of Haman Al, Pirush Rashi explains that, no, he gives another pshat, why it has to be, if a nisva baiker is a cholamoid, because it says, Dimashim Yamtiv, then pshita, obviously, Shadehu Yem Shishab Las Pan Mazar, what do you mean? Of course he's not going home then, that's the day that you have to be in Nazar. So that's a different pshat Rashi says. Now, Rav Zvil Motzvot Tesefta, the Tanya, Rav Zvil found in the Brisa that says that Baleil, or it's, after Acher Yom Tov Ha'achrin, after the last Yom Tov Chazal B'tein, they go home. Kedusha says in the Pasuk Yom Shmini Shalach Hazam on the eighth day, says Shlomo Melech sent home the people as says Melech Malch. Now Yochashein Tonlino, you would think that you don't have to stay overnight, because sounds like that on the eighth day itself they went home and they didn't stay the night after Shmini Atzeres. Tamalim says in the Pasuk No B'yim Es Meshlech Lachayd Shalach Hazam on the 23rd day of the month, not 22nd. They send them the people. Okay, it says how do you understand this? Niftiru. They took leave when there was still daytime. But then they went to sleep and they woke up the next morning and they left the following day, Shulchav Gemo, which is the 23rd of the month. So you see that this obligation is taken overnight on the whole month, which is the 8 days until after Shmini Atzeres. So the rebirth of proof, Mahid, the Lulav Rabba Bishmaitin. The Perek Lulav Rabba in the Sugya, the Omar, that says, Man Bishmin Shalchag, you say Shachyanu on Shmini Atzeres. Shabikurim toin lina, because we find that Bikurim you have to stay out overnight. Mashmat lina dim the Bikurim. Sounds like staying overnight, which is similar to Bikurim. Sheheim yemechad, that it's only for one day and not 7 days. White tonin bisifri bepashre, valach lelecha says you should go to back to your tent. Lamet shatun lina draglayim, it sounds like that it's teaching you that the shal shugalim, you have to stay overnight. And then go back home. I would only know the Shalosh Shogalim and Ein L'Rabbis Ovis Menachas Yain L'Bayin Beitzim. How do I know if someone's bringing a bird or a flower offerings or wine or frankincense or wood as a carpenter to the Beis Hamikdash as they stay up at night? The Malamed says in the Pasuk, when he's a baker, you should turn in the morning. Kalpin Shatapayno, and never you're turning back to go home. La'Yil when the baker Melech Hashanah be from the morning and onwards. Pudaim he says Yochlei Pesach Katan Bechulu. You would think to say with the minor Pesach etc. Umashma, it sounds like Mia Delinus or Golem, in the Doctor Midan. It sounds like, okay, but that, as they're comparing over there, that the Lina of Shalosh Golem is only similar to all these other ones, where when you bring a bird or a flower offering and so on and so forth, because they're all being expounded from the same source. Now, Vahani and Belila, that's for a day and a night, not for 7 days. Now, Vahimak, Shapak, Lulvarab, when they go in the Gemara, they're in Sukkot of Mzayim Biz, asks, the man called Zayim Yamik, that is their Shachayanu all 7 days. which is in the discussion of what exactly does it mean bracha. Have a matzah like shuyah. The Gemara could have asked, l'tamech according to your reasoning, that the bracha means berachas hamazon and tefillah, but what do you mean with lina? Lina is not by all 7 days, only one night. But rather delay makshiklal, but they're just not concerned to ask this at all. Meaning, although Reb Israel found the sefta that it sounds like it's for all that you stay overnight the whole yomtiv, but that's what the reason bring your raya that seemingly that we're saying that the chiyuv lina is going to be only one night, and that could have been something the Gemara could have asked. And Sukkah also letameich that if it has to be whatever is by shemini atzeres is by 7 days of Sukkah, it's also lina, is not all 7 days. Now the ishla hakshes. But you have the following question. If you cook the meat of kachim in a pot in the beginning of Yom Tov, you'll have to go out and cook it at the end of Yom Tov, even though generally it's nicer, the absorbed taste in the pot. My time, what's the reason? Because it says in the Pasuk, you turn in the morning. What does it mean in the morning? The Pasuk is making all the 7 days of Sukkot like as if when it's over, as if it was just one morning. So there's no problem with nicer, it's like as if it was all one day. So you see, in fact, that regarding nicer, the leftover absorbed taste of the carbon, we consider all Yom Tov as one day. Something you do need in all 7 days, like we said in the Yerushalmi, like we said in the Bryce that was real found. But we just brought sources that you don't, it's only one night. So the Tirtzuri, the re-answer is the Lefiyah Maskana, that according to the conclusion, Mishani Hasam, the Gemara answers actually, but they time Achrina, different reason. Why you don't have to purge the vessel and you could use it all the days of Sukkot. Mishim Shakal Yib Yib Nasa Gil Chavek, every day's cooking is like doing Haggalah from the previous day's absorbed taste, and that's why, but not because it's all like one day. It's not all 7 days like one. And if you don't have to have Lina all 7 days. But Rabbi Bukhan, the Tirtzuri, he answers, the Bezin Yon Linahim. He says that, yeah, one place sounds like lina is all 7 days, one place sounds like it's only one day. So it's not difficult because there's two types of lina. Achas b'shem yom tov, one's because of yom tov. And that's all 7 days. Vashen b'shem carbon shaton lina, and the other one's because of the carbon that requires lina, that's only one day. V'hasam over there, that sounds like that lina one day is enough, that's af b'chal shemayit, even if he's coming chal shemayit, not because of yom tov. V'chamash mahid b'kurim, that's what sounds like from that, we're comparing to that of b'kurim, that require lean of a carbon, that staying overnight in the carbon, mash mishat to un lina, mishum yom tov, it sounds like that there's a lina also because of yom tov. And this that we said lina on its own is because of the yom tov, so these are two different types of lina that we're discussing over here. There's that of, like we're saying, b'kurim, and that is that because of the carbon and because of the yom tov, that every single carbon needs lina, and this we're saying lina is because of the yom tov. So we find the Yerushalmi, but he mentioned the Bikurim, that we said Bikurim needs lina. Hadoitma, this tells us that you need lina is kashayin amar karmon, you're not bringing a karmon with them. Obviously, amar karmon, you bring a karmon with them, but like kachtun lina b'achas karmon. Anyways, you would need lina because of the karmon. That's what we're saying, there's two different types of lina, and one would require 7 days, and one would require only one day. Like it says, Mazda begin with the Gemara Nifshim, and let's resolve from it, Echad Yoyim et Tebuach. But at least, okay, it's not talking about the Yom Tebuach, it's talking about the Yom Tebuach, but it's in the singular. Now, says Taisim, Masnit Loy Limele like Shuyah. Taisim bothered that, seemingly, you could have resolved this from the Mishnah that said that Hashem and Yisrael agree when Shavuos is on, meaning the Machlek is only on Friday. But a Moedim, they agree, because Chalitz B'Shabbos, when it falls on Shabbos, that we said Shem Tevich Lecha Shabbos, that the day's learning is on Sunday. And, but as long as the kohen god does not wear his garments. Now, says Taisa, V'yisle, Teshlum Kol Shiva, now, if you would think to say that Shabbos is made of all 7 days, then Yemtin L'Tzibur Atzei B'Shabbos. Then, if it's not only one day, and more than one day, then wait till Monday, you're going to have a problem with the Tzedukim. So why couldn't we resolve that from there? Why are we asking from this Yom Tevayach? Sounds like only one day, not Yom Tevayach. You could prove that from our Mishnah, because then you wouldn't have the problem at all. So you could say the Holy Ratzel Kol Kach La'Acher. No, the truth I can tell you that it does have Teshlum all 7 days, but they don't want to have to delay it more than what's necessary, and therefore we'd rather have him not wear his garments and do it on Sunday, and there is not that wouldn't be a raya that it's Yom Tevayach. There's only one day, and not more than that. To the next Teshlum Master, begin with the Gemara Amr Torah. The Torah says, you count days and you sanctify, and you do this by Rishvedish, and you do this by Shavuos. Now, Ayakashla had Rav Rabin Mishul. This was difficult to the Rav Rabin Mishul. It says, where did the Torah tell you, Limnis Yom, the Kaddish Chodesh, you have to count the days to sanctify the Rishvedish? Where do you find such a thing? Boy Magia, and therefore he actually edited, Mon Shonah B'Kaddish Ebel. it's actually not talking about Shleidish. It says you should count years and sanctify the Yevil. Count 50 years. And this is how it's brought into Teres Kohanim. The Mitzvah Mim, Nishmit, like Kaddish Shabbos, did you have the Mitzvah to count the 7 year cycles of seven to sanctify the year that comes after that 49th year as the 50th year? So the editor in the first paragraph of Haman Av Nachas also is brought up Samachim Abayz Bishmait the Tzukin and the Sugya regarding the Sabbath Shishayim and says like a Shabbos they say was after Shabbos always on the Sunday again that we say that you Mekadosh and you sanctify that same unit he has to edit in all those places but Ach Kosh Man Tam it's difficult during Tam Limchik Esvarim to edit to delete from the text like Yir Gir Sashen Mishamakam to edit with a text that you don't find anywhere else. So Mefarshi explains, no, the Bat Rosh Chodesh Nami Der Daiso Lemin Nebiyami. No, actually, is biblical by Rosh Chodesh to count days leading up to sanctify the Rosh Chodesh. Because I mean, Perikam Lemigil, like I say in the first Begin Gilav Heim Anav, Minai She'im Achash Meshas Chodesh. How do you know you don't count hours when you're calculating the months for Rosh Chodesh? Tamalim At Chodesh Shem, it says up until a month of days. Yom HaTamon Nebiyat Amon Neshoyes, you count days and you don't count hours. So you see that you do count the days. But I'll tell you about that don't wonder regarding the wording. Shaf Bishin Rak Drashom. That even though it's only but a drasha, Mitzini Kai Lishman Perikabas Megillah, we find such a wording in the last paragraph of Megillah that Chavtesim Beis. Amar Torah says Chadesh V'Havi Karban Truma Chadasha. Make a renewal and bring the karbanas from the new trumas on the first of Nisan. Af Bikias Drashim Shut. Although that drasha is not so obvious, Shavit Tzedukin Cholkin Ba, because it's hard to see disagree with Leimat Tisei Shayochem Esnad V'Meivu Tamed that an individual could donate and always bring it, but still that. We still could say Amr Torah, even though it's not so explicit, and that's what saying Amr Torah, like our dear Master Taz says, that, yeah, this little Torah is telling us, although not explicitly, that there is an obligation to count days leading up to Rosh Chodesh. This is from Harav Rebbe Chan. Now, Pachin Yeshligri is Kan, Chodesh Nimluv. So to over here, in our Sugya, the text should be that you count a month to its units, Shekimatin, Perikam to Rosh Hashanah, so we find in the first paragraph of Yerim Beis, but Gemara, but the Gemara says, Lentia, and regarding planting, Ma chaydish lemnuyav, just like a month for its countings, for its units, Avshal Manoya, also the year for its units, and that's what you see again. That's like we're saying for the counting of the month. Next says Master begins the Gemara, Afa etzes lemnuyav. Also, Shuas is for the units that you counted for, which, Lini Karmen Kama, that's regarding the carbon. Because the Ilin Yomtiv, if it's regarding Yomtiv, the Leitzach Kra, you don't need a pasuk, because we would you think that it would be more than one day. But in other words, the Habmin of the Gemara was, that just like a month is one day, so the Shavuos is one day, so you need this drasha to say that regarding the carbon, that it's for how long you could bring it. Because again, like regarding Yom Tov, we don't need a pasuk to tell you that it's for one day. Here you would say that it's coming to tell you that's one day for the carbon. We continue next to not to begin with the Gemara, Mitzvah Lemimni Yoimi, by Sirius Oim, is Mitzvah count the days, and Mitzvah Lemimni Shavuos, the Mitzvah to count the weeks also. Now, Tosfos actually points out, but Tefai isn't, you actually have both. Yom Kaddish Atzeres, you have the days that's the actual Yom Tov itself is being sanctified, and Shavuot, and the weeks, which is Latashumim, which you can make it up for a week. So that's why it's actually both of its units that you're counting with. Now, Vikshar Rabbi Chan asks, Ligmim mi Yoivol. What do we should learn from Yoivol? The Loi Mekachan Leilin Shmitin Rak Lashonim, that we don't sanctify regarding Shmitin only for the years. In other words, why comparing Shavuot to a Chodesh? Compare it to Yoivol. And just like Yoivol, so to Shavuot. And then you wouldn't be able to say that both of them are their days and weeks. Because even if you're learning from Yovel, that there's only years. So, Vimkin le name a klal hocha min shvu lekadish. So, if that's the case, we don't have to say that there's a counting of weeks. There would only be one of its units, which would be days, and not both of them. So the Tirtz on that he answers Rebbe Chanan, the loch itzu chag shavuos, that yeah that's actually because of this question that you cannot learn out tashlumin for shavuos from this drasha because you could ask learn from Yevil and if there's no tashlumin and it would only be the one unit of what you're counting from that's why you need a chag shavuos to tell you that lemish bekachim by yom veshavuos that besides the days that you counted you sanctified also the weeks. Which is regarding that of the Teshlumen. Because if you don't say this, rather you say that you could actually know this from the primary drasha the Gemara seems to be saying of counting days, which Shavuos has counting of weeks also, then Lamali Kromit drasha the Chag HaShavuos, why do I need the pasuk of the drasha of Chag HaShavuos? That's extra. And don't ask that if you're learning out Teshlumen for Shavuos from Chag HaShavuos, so then what do you need the drasha of Rabbi Bashmol? So it says, no, the drasha, the Rabbi Bashmol, Umani Yamakadish Chaydish, that you count days and you sanctify the month, so too Shavuos, that's Lafukim, Eliba Shatzdukim, that's coming to exclude from the opinion of the Tzedukim, that they say that Shavuos is always after Sunday. After Shabbos, it's always going to be on a Sunday. But Yishlam, additionally, what you could say is that the truth is that you could learn out from the Drash of Rabbi Shmuel the Tashlumit for Shavuos. And you don't ask that, learn out from Yevil and say that there's no Tashlumit, because the Ligamin may Yevil. You cannot learn out from Yevil. Why? Because they're done yam b'yam. We learn out days from days, which is Atzeres Mechaydish. Shavuos, which you can't with days from Rosh Chaydish, which you can't with days. Vayechich Yevil, the Shan Nin, you can't prove anything from Yebu, which is years, and we cannot learn that days from years. Ma'achashemin, more of a point that ties from here, we learned the mitzvah in the Yemesh Shavu b'Sfirisayma, that the mitzvah count days and weeks by Sfirisayma, the Kamal Kabai, because we're the Kabai who says this idea that Sfirisayma has to have these 2 points. Continuing next test, Master begins the Gemara, a lovely Tashlumin. Rather, obviously, it's coming to tell us regarding that of it's a Yemtib regarding Tashlumin, which is the Shari Likzer. Then you could harvest Velaz Malach, and you could do Malach b'Yemtibach on the day that you're slaughtering your carbon. Now, I'm signed by Bisham, and Bisham concludes on this, that Amr B'Yusuf B'Rabayin says, "Ubavad she'yecholam le'isasar." As long as you had finished your dough, and you didn't have anything more to eat. Ka'hadad the tenin, like this that we learned, that Amr Inish, de'lahave levoi, o inu bikurim, that a person that took a vow to bring word and bikurim, and he says, that the word should be for the altar, and the log should be for the pyre, then it's actually forbidden to eulogize and to fast. In other words, although we just pointed out, as our text is going on, the Torah permits melacha for the days of Teshlumen, even when you bring your carbon, but you cannot do it only if you need for your eating, if you finish your food. Just like we find the person is never allowed to melacha on the day they bring the carbon. The other comes about this, we say shortly, and if we only had the source of Melaza, that we learned that Teshlumit for Shavuos from Chag HaMatzah, we said them in Aleph. The Havimina would have said Matashum b'Chag HaMatzah as Basis Melacha Avshal Tzeres, just like the days that you make up for Pesach, you now do Melacha because Yom Tov Sotur Shavuos. But I mean, I thought we are saying it's forbidden. Well, that's Medayis, the biblical, I would have thought. And Vavakam the Cholmaid and Madrabana, what do you mean? How could you say that? But Cholmaid that you now do on Pesach is only Rabbinic, but Davashay Na'ovid by something that's not a loss. Because Tosafot already pointed out that Malacha and Cholmoed is only Rabbinic, that's Mishum Shvi Deiraisa Nekta, but that's because of at least the seventh day of Pesach, which is biblical, and therefore it's said biblical, in contrast to that of Yom Tovayach, which is never biblical. Makamakam, however, still says, Avashashalan Uliplikibah, our Gemara does not disagree with this principle of the Yushalmi, because in Rabbanah, Mi Yemitzu Yom Tovayach Rabbisha, because at least rabbinically it's forbidden to do Malacha on the day of the slaughtering, like we explained. From the Yishami, it's only that they were saying, but biblically you wouldn't have that on Yom Tovayach. Kinnunik says, not to begin with the Gemara of Itzchak, Rebbe Lazar, Itzchak, Rebbe Yishai, we need both these teachings. Next, Rebbe Elchanan, Rebbe Elchanan asks, Mebreis L'El, from the Breis that was mentioned previously, La'avet Tzvichusa, Yitani Rav Bashmol, Ba'al Rebbe Lazar Ben Yaakov. In other words, that before we learned that, where do we know Tashlumet for Shavuos? The Drasha Rav Bashmol, that you count days and you sanctify the month, so to Shavuos. So you got to wonder, so why do you need also Joshua Rabbi Shmuel and Joshua Rabbi Yaakov from Krasim B'Kutzuchem? And to answer this question, the Gemara should have made it Tzichusa, just like we're making over here with these two Pshatim. So the question is, V'chag HaShavuos, Damar B'Losev, Rabbi Yishe, Lomali. That the Mashma Menei sounds like Shusha Dumi Kol Zayin, so why do you need the Pasig? But we know everything, why do you need both? Shlomit says, what you could say is that Hebrew Eise that we taught Rabbi Shmuel, you can't really learn out Tashlumet for Shavuos. Only Asa listed Drushas HaTzdukim Menachah is coming to reject the Drusha of the Sadducees of Menachah of Samachem Abayz, and therefore we only have the Drusha of Elazar and Rabbeishia of Chag HaShavuos and the Drusha of Elazar and Yaakov of Krasim Kutzchem, and that's what the Gemara is saying, Trichusa, but the other one was not extra to say this halacha of the Tashlumet.